A devotee, says Srila Prabhupada, should be very much careful to see whether his time is being spent unnecessarily. The devotee should ask himself, am I now engaged in Maya service or Krishna service? This is a symptom of an advanced devotee. Now, those of you who have children, we are trying to have a concentrated atmosphere, so if your child is restless, you can play with him somewhere else. And then come back when he is... So the advanced devotee asks, what question? Am I engaged in Maya or in Krishna service? Nama Gane Sadaruchi. Such a devotee is never tired of chanting, singing or dancing. The word sada means always, and ruchi means taste. A devotee always has a taste for chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, very nice! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is taste. Of course, this taste takes time to awaken. But when Rupa Goswami was chanting, he was thinking, I have only one tongue and two ears. What can I appreciate of chanting? If I could have millions of tongues and trillions of ears, then I could relish something by chanting and hearing.
Yes.
Of course, we should not imitate him, but the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement must at least be very careful to complete their 16 rounds, the minimum amount of prescribed chanting.
Се разбира, ние не би требале него да имитираме, но бактите во свесноста за Кришна, во овој знаено друштво, треба да бидат многу внимателни што се однесува барем до извршувањето на зададената задача, тоа е мантрање на 16 кругови секој ден.
And then Prabhupada says, what is our program?
А потоа Prabhupada го објаснува нашиот
програм. Нама гане сада ручи. We have to increase our taste for singing and chanting Hare Krishna. Yes. So in this workshop, we would like to inspire all of you to, by giving you a few very practical guidelines from Hari Bhakti Vilas, how you can increase your taste.
Давајќи неколку практични совети од Хари Бхакти Вилас, кои од своја страна ќе помогнат да го зголемите својот вкус.
We will first deal with this in a theoretical, philosophical way, and then in a practical, experiential way.
На оваа проблематика прво ќе се обратиме од теоретско или филозофско ниво, а потоа ќе збориме од ниво на пракса или искуство.
If we chant properly, by observing a few simple rules, we will actually be able to perceive that Krishna is present.
Ако мантраме правилно, придржувајќи се до неколку едноставни правила, ќе бидеме во состојба да се гледаме дека Кришна е присутен.
But if we do not observe these rules, then we will, when we chant, only have some dry alphabet in our mouth.
Но ако не се придржуваме до правилата од друга страна, тогаш мантрајки се што ќе искусиме се сувите слова на азбуката.
The sound Hare Krishna alone is not yet Krishna.
zvuk od Hare Krishna sam po sebi ne je Krishna.
Sound is a capsula.
Umote kao neka kapsula.
In which Krishna has to be present.
Vokuja Krishna bi trebalo da bude
prisutan. Let us try to understand this by looking at this fantastic medical capsula from Vasco da Gama's medicinal treasury.
Da pogledamo samo ova fascinantna kapsula, kapsula se vika to, ne? Ova fascinantna kapsula od medicinskata riznica na Vasco da Gama.
The capsula itself is not the medicine.
Kapsulata sama po sebe ne je lekot.
Inside this capsula could be a very good medicine, or there could also be a very difficult poisonous cyanide.
Ona po sebe može da sadrži mnogo dobar lek, no isto tako može da sadrži težak otrov kao što je cianidot na primer.
It may look the same like medicine.
Može da izgleda isto kako da je lek.
But in one capsula we have poison and in the other health-giving medicine.
No, vojna da se nalaga otrov, a od drugata lek koji može da ga podobri na što zdravi.
It's exactly the same with the Hare Krishna mantra.
Što se odnosno do Hare Krishna mantra, da može da ga primjenim istite pravila.
One devotee chants it and has only boredom and a long face.
Eden bhakta mantra i sve što dobiva je zdodilnost i snuždenost.
And another devotee may chant the Hare Krishna mantra and he actually feels Krishna. He actually sees Krishna. And he only has this one frustration that he only chants with one tongue. And that he has only one set of ears and not millions. Yeah, ushi, yes. Yeah, the ushis, yes. So, what then makes the Hare Krishna mantra Krishna?
Što togaš godonesuva, tako da kažemo, Krishna v Hare Krishna Mahamantra?
Or better, when does Krishna appear in the holy name?
Ili po dobro rečeno, koga Krishna se pojavova v svetote?
Is there something you can do to make Krishna appear?
Da li može nešto storite za da go dozovete Krishna?
I feel this is so important, my dear devotees, that it will decide whether you are a devotee in 30 years or a non-devotee.
Mislim da je ovo mnogo važna pojenta i da to ako odluči da li će ostanete bhakta i za 30 godina ili će biti abhakta.
To understand this point will decide whether you be happy and ecstatic in Krishna consciousness or a frustrated person.
Razbiranje to na ova pojenta ne čini bilo srekni luge vas vezano za Krishna ili frustriran čovjek.
If you can feel nama ruchi or the taste of the holy name, your whole spiritual life will be vibrant, vital and dynamic.
Koga bi možete da počustuvate Krishna vo svetoto ime, celiot vaš duhovni život će postane dinamičen, pun so život i
Something like this, yes. Please, this is very important because you are in the Hare Krishna movement. There is nothing else in the Hare Krishna movement than Hare Krishna. Anything else is simply in the process of development.
Govo mnogo kao mnogo bitno nešto, vidite nije snoge u odviženju, to svjesno za Krishna, Hare Krishna. A u Hare Krishna nema ništa osim Hare Krishna. Sve to ostalo to je ovo proces na razvoju.
If you would have come, let us say, in a yoga movement, then your success would be dependent on the perfection of your asanas and your pranayama exercises.
Ako biste pridružili na neko jogičko društvo, тогаш вашиот успех би зависел од вашиот успех во изведување на асаните и пранајама вежбите.
If you would have joined a mystical movement, then the success of your performance would maybe be dependent on how well you can perform certain mystical exercises like mind control,
channeling.
But in this Hare Krishna movement, the only thing which will give you spiritual upliftment is the Hare Krishna mantra. Let us not be an illusion. There's nothing else than the Hare Krishna mantra in this movement. And therefore it is of essential need for us to make the japa work for us. We should have Krishna in the Hare Krishna chanting. If we chant and there is nothing there in the capsula, if it is empty, then we will become despondent, or we will become disappointed, actually. And we will look for spiritual life or spiritual excitement somewhere else. We will maybe look at material advancement or mundane literature. Or we will live a sad, compromised life. Therefore, let us find out how the chanting will work for us. Is this a good idea? Many devotees think, well, if I chant Hare Krishna, Krishna will be there. But do you think Krishna is like the konoba? Then you say to the konoba, konoba, dojite, dojite, bring me my mineral water. Do you think Krishna will just be easily ordered by you? Please think about this. Do you just think you say Hare Krishna and then God is present on your tongue? Is it so easy? And if it would be so easy, why are you not ecstatic? I'm very sorry to ask these disturbing questions. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says it is the spirit which attracts Krishna. The mood in which you chant. Srila Prabhupada said one should chant in the mood of a helpless child who calls for the mother. And we will now talk a little bit about the right mood in chanting. In the Bhajan Rahasya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes, quotes a book from a section of the Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is called Mantranava, the science of chanting mantras. And he describes how the mantra chanting is perfected by five simple rules. Only someone who knows these rules will find how Krishna all of a sudden becomes present in his chanting. Yes. May I remind you to, this is not loud. Translate with your mind in the words. The first rule is mana sangharana, which means to repeatedly bring the mind back when it wanders to the sense objects.
Prvo pravilo glasi da neprestano trebamo da ga vraćamo umot nazad kod naša da tema, iako on luta kon objekti za naše uživanje.
This means if you chant and you see that your mind is absent-minded, you should immediately pull it back to the sound of the holy name.
To znači da ako dodika mantrate primetite da komot bi odlutao, jednostavno vednaš kad treba da ga vratite kon zvukot na sedmo ime.
Lord Krishna describes this technique in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, wherever the mind goes due to his restless nature, bring it back. It means very practically, you are sitting there and chanting, and all of a sudden the mind is no longer in the sound.
Ovo je mnogo praktična poenta. Jednostavno sedite i mantrate i primetite, zabeležujete da komad veke ne vije su zvuk.
Then you gently pull it back and bring it back into the sound.
Smjerno ga povlekujete nazad i ga vraćate kon zvuk.
The next quality which a devotee should develop is internal and external purity.
Sljedna odlika koja bhaktata treba da je razvije,
if your mind is very often agitated during your life, then it will not be able to pay full attention to the holy name.
Ako vaš um, koga pomenuvate iz razne životne situacije, biva često i lesno voznemiren, koga što neke bude da vas ostojba da mu obrnete vnemanije na mantranje za
veliki. A devotee who has made chanting his prime practice will therefore be very careful what he thinks throughout the day, how he is, he will avoid anger and useless arguments and all the agitations of the mind.
Zato onaj bhakta koji rešil mantranjstvo da bude njegov prv prioritet vo životu, ke bude mnogo vnimadan na što misli vo tekot na denot, ke nastojiva maksimalno da ga izbegnuva situacijite koje go činat gneven, ke nastojiva da ga izbegnuva beskorisnite raspravi so drugite.
A devotee who has made chanting his focus, he will watch his life and be very careful what he does and what he does not do. For this he will be also very attracted to avoid the 10 offenses in chanting. The next quality a devotee should practice is monam or silence.
Sljedna kvalitet koju bhaktata treba da ga razvije je da bude tih.
Tih or silence means that while you chant, you bring your whole mind to in peace by fixing it on the sweet meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Tišina u ovom slučaju znači da dodeka ga mantrate, go smirujete svoj tum na toj način, što ga absorbirate vo značenje to na Hare Krishna mantra.
You actually vibrate the mantra in the spirit of please accept me.
Je izgovarate ta mantra so duhot te molam prihvati me.
Now this gets now very deep and spiritual. We really getting now into the internal areas in the most private chambers of our being. The mantra chanting, Prabhupada has often said to us, is really a call for Lord Krishna to again engage us in His service. Different acharyas have given different beautiful meanings of the holy name. For instance, a devotee, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, says you can also chant about, while you chant Krishna's name, please Krishna, show me your unsurpassed sweetness.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, na primer, veli, dojka mantra de Krishna, možete da mislite, da mu se molite na Krishna, da vi prikaže svoja ta nenadminljiva draž, slatkost.
Other acharyas have described the holy name from the perspective of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, about which they meditate as they chant.
Drugi bhakti pak go opisuje svetoto ime od aspekt na raznite zabave na Radha i Krishna na koji meditira do eka mantra.
If you wish to find out a few authorized meanings of the Hare Krishna mantra, you could read the book The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. There are very nice meanings are given.
Dokolko sakate da naučite nekoj za nekoj od autoriziranite značenja Hare Krishna mantra, da možete da go čitate Nektarski od okean na svetoto ime, tamo se dadene nekoliko mnogo interesnih značenja.
But the mind really gets silent when you begin to contemplate the meaning of the mantra. I personally recommend really this mood of, please accept me, my dear Lord.
No, umot na visna se stišu, ako vaki počnete da meditirate na značenje za na mantra, da ja slično go preporačuvam ovoj starte, molam prihvatite me, gospodine.
The next rule, I think it's the fourth rule now, is avyagratvam, which means you should not rush your chanting in order to fix, to finish your fixed number of rounds.
Četvrto značenje, četvrto pravilo veli, da ne trebamo da izbrzujemo sa mantrata samo za da ga završimo, za da ga završimo opredeljenje od broja krugova.
Brizino, brizino, brizino. You know, I need to take prasadam. And then you finish your rounds like this. This will not work. The chanting must be actually a loving activity in relationship to Krishna. It's the highest form of devotional service, actually. It's a service, loving service. Rupa Goswami prays, oh, when will the names become as tasty as the sweet little young artisty for a materialist?
Rupa Goswami molit, koga imenjata na Krishna ke mi stana toliko slatki kao što se na materialistu za materialistu slatki usmite na mladata devojka?
And when will I always chant your holy name, almost like a immediately reads the letter which he has obtained from his beloved.
I koga jas ke pevam ova maha mantra su golema vozbuda kao što devojkata go čita pismoto koje go dobila od svojot sakan so golema vnimanja.
When there's love, you don't say brzo, brzo, hitno, hitno.
To je ljubav, to veš ne brzate.
There was once a king in his name was Gobind Singh in the state, the Bengal state, Vishnupur, he was a disciple of Syamananda. He ordered all the citizens in his state to chant 64 rounds a day minimum.
Еднаш кај живееше еден крал по име Гобинд Сен во Вишнупур во Бенгал, кој бил ученик на Шамананда и кој им наредил своите сите поданици да мантраат минимум 64 кругови дневно.
Now these were not people like the Hare Krishna people who have a lot of time at their hands.
И тие луѓе не биле како Hare Krishna луѓе кои има доволно време.
They were farmers.
Тоа биле селани.
You know, with maybe 9 hours of farm day, farm life.
Кои може би морале 9 сати дневно да одвојат за својата работа.
They were heavy, heavy working, you know.
Тие тешко работеле.
And And you can imagine that sometimes it must have been difficult for them to finish 64 rounds, and they may not always have been totally enthusiastic about this project. But because there were serious consequences if they would not chant 64 rounds a day. I mean, maybe... I don't know, prison life or something. They were chanting, but they were really chanting, rushing to chant the fixed number of rounds. So, avyagratva means that one should not rush one's chanting in order to finish the fixed number. Anirvida is the last rule which will help you. It is, you should not lose hope when you don't get immediately the highest results of chanting. Yeah. So, these five rules can help you very, very quickly to get the taste of the chanting of the holy name. Yeah, and if you apply them, it will really, you will feel some change in your life. There's a prayer I would like to read to you. Dear Lord, you have appeared in this world, repeatedly showering the conditioned souls with the ambrosia of your form, qualities, and pastimes. But even though you are personally present in your holy name, my most sinful mind takes no pleasure in the holy names. But it pushes me into the hole of material sense enjoyment. What can I do? If you ask me, why does your mind not take pleasure in the holy names when they are so relishable, I say it is because of my mind's diseased condition. Just like a tongue which is afflicted by the disease of jaundice cannot taste sweet things, my mind which is afflicted by material desires cannot enjoy your holy names. Yes. At such a time when a devotee loses his taste in the holy name, he has only one possibility. He should get on his knees and he should sincerely pray to the Lord to give him the good fortune to live amongst proper Vaishnavas. Yes. Now, Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, prays to take his birth in Vrindavan even as a little insignificant insect, if he can have association with Krishna's dear devotees.
da se rodi v Vrindavan, makar je kako beznačen insekt, koliko bi imal možnost da se druži s Bhaktita na Krishna.
Yes, because the devotees have this bhakti shakti, and certainly when we come together with them, they can give us the taste in our lives.
Vidite, bhaktite posjeduvala ta bhakti shakti, i koliko se najdemo v njihovata blizina, ti za osostrebe da ne podarat vkus za duhovni život.
Prabhupada also says a devotee should learn to pray to the holy name.
Prabhupada isto ima rečeno, da posjetenik treba da se nauči da mu se moli na svetoto ime.
Please, you have conquered the Agasura demon. You came and just killed this terrible demon who is in charge of sin. Please kill this dullness in my heart. And please increase the taste for your name unlimitedly. A devotee who thinks, oh, my life is urednu. I'm in Macedonia. It's not as bad as in Serbia. I'm all right. Someone who has this sense of material satisfaction, he will never actually be able to taste the holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a wake up prayer. That is a very good prayer when you want to chant properly. My dear Lord, I have fallen from you into this ocean of birth and death where the crocodiles, the alligators of material miseries are attacking me.
Dragi gospodine, padna ovaj okean na materijalno raganje i umiranje kada što me napagajat krokodilite na materijalne teželke.
Krokodilite, yes. So please take me out of this ocean and put me next to your lotus feet or on your lotus feet or better under your lotus feet as a speck of dust.
Te molam izvršeno ovo materijalno postojenje i postavi me negde pokraj tvoje delo tvoje stopala ili na tvoje delo tvoje stopala ili najdobro
Now to fix our mind while chanting, there is a very nice yoga practice which is called the Traktaka meditation. In yoga, you know that if you want your mind to become peaceful, you fix it on something. For instance, on a burning flame. Fixirate, fixirate, fixirate. This is what you do in yoga. Fixirate, fixirate. I would like to make a little experiment with you. We are little yogis. Virachanda also practiced yoga. It's all right. Please, hopefully it doesn't go out. Oh, good. Bodhidoba, Bodhidoba. It almost went out. Then we prayed and then it came. So could you please do me a favor? Look please at the flame. Please look at nothing else than the flame. And concentrate your glance on the flame. It shouldn't be a blurry flame. It should be, you should really fix and see the flame in your inner eye. So when I give you this, we will start. With this sign we start. We will be very silent now, and when you hear the sound again, then we can stop. So this is called Traktaka meditation, and it is done in our tradition while fixing our glance at the written signs of the mantra.
To je Traktaka meditacija, i va našata tradicija se praktikuje na toj način što pogledamo se usredotočuje na zapisanata mantra.
We will chant now the Hare Krishna mantra, and with our eyes we will only look at the mantra sign and nothing else. What you can do is, in this exercise, you can almost, you know, like this laser now, you can scan it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, yes, Marama, Hare Hare. And if you sit on this side of the audience, you can look at this mantra sign. If you sit on this side, more to the kitchen side, you can look here.
Znači možete da, ako ste na ova moja ova leva strana, prijeći gledati kod druga, tako ste poblisko do kuna, tako gledate na ova
mahamantra. I would kindly request you to not chant like you ordinarily do, but really fix your mind on the different letters. When you say Hare, you should look at Hare, and when you say Krishna, you should look at Rama. No, sorry, at Krishna. Yes. Thank you very much. And let us please chant in one voice. Like Hare Krishna, Hare, like this, huh? Very, very, not so so quick. And if some of you will feel the need to chant a little quicker, please control this need within you for a little while. I would like to show you, just give you a demonstration. I will now chant alone. That means without you. And then we can all chant together when I give this sign. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. I'm now looking at Hare. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Focus a little bit harder your attention on the different holy names. You will need to do this because in the next exercise we will actually visualize the names. Please, Jen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Good, actually, very nice. I want to really encourage you. It's a very nice sound vibration. I think we are now ready to go to a little more difficult stage where we actually close our eyes, and in our internal eye, the eye of the mind, you could say, which is active during dreams when we see dream landscapes. Huh? We will now focus this inner eye on the Hare Krishna mantra. Please let us first visualize something. I will quickly tell you a few words and then allow the pictures to come. If you're comfortable, please close your eyes. Snow coming down on Skopje. A placid, peaceful lake. A field in the summertime with yellow flowers. A beautiful, crystal clear river. Slowly flowing. The river flowing in the mountains, wildly gushing. Gish singing My Sweet Lord in the Skopje concert.
Gish koji popeje My Sweet Lord na koncertu za Skopje.
Sachi Devi singing Jai Jagannath.
Sachi Devi koja peje Jai Jagannath.
Nitai Shishi Nitai Gaur Sunda in today's outfit. I will say it again. Shishi with the translator this time. Shishi Nitai Gaur Sunda in today's outfit. Please open your eyes and see if you have seen the outfit properly in your mind's eye. May I ask of you, who has seen the outfit properly?
Mm-hmm.
Who of you have seen also the turbans? Who of you have seen it wrongly? Who of you have not participated in the exercise? Good. Now we will go to one step more intense. We will now again close our eyes, please. Please sit properly. You will now have to use your mind like a painter uses his painting brush. In your mind eye, please go before a white wall. There is a brush. Please write down in your mind's eye the beautiful name Hari on the white wall. Hari. Write it real big. Now write Krishna. I don't know how we write it in Macedonian language, so do it on your own. Thank you. Now write down Rama, please. Okay. Now we will chant. You can open your eyes, please. Now you can chant the whole Hare Krishna mantra while internally trying to see the different names. When you say Hare, you see Hare and so on. Please close your eyes. When you don't see anything, you can open your eyes and quickly see with your physical eyes. Please say with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. I would like to end our little workshop by explaining to you how important it is to chant in the proper mood. We all know when you do something with a proper attitude, you get so much more out of the same activity as if you would do it in an improper attitude. I know, for instance, that some of you like to read Prabhupada's books. And you know, when you read with the attitude that oh, I would really like to have a spiritual inspiration from this reading. You get so much inspirations. But if you read, for instance, in a critical attitude, doubtful if this is really relevant for you, then the same book seems to be silent for you. In Christianity there is a technique where you pray actually before you open the Bible that God may speak to you through the Bible. In different devotees in our movement have slightly changed this technique by also praying to Lord Krishna to give them inspirations.
И некои бакти во нашето движење имаат многу променета оваа техника и тоа на тој начин што му се молат на Кришна да им подари инспирација.
I remember that Prabhupada often said if we read the Bhagavad Gita like Arjuna heard the Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna will personally speak through the Gita through us and give us answers.
Prabhupada има речено дека кога би ја слушал, читале Гита, онака како што Арджуна лично ја слушнал, тогаш Кришна ќе стане присутен и ќе ни говори низ таа книга, ќе ни даде одговори на нашите лични прашања.
Could you please try to remember an incident where you read in the book and you felt that Krishna is revealing something to you through the books?
Дали можете да се седите на случка кога сте читале нешто и сте почувствувале дека Кришна ви говори, ви објаснува нешто низ таа книга?
Please think for a moment. I remember one incident today. When I found out that this evening I would give a japa workshop, I felt actually a little bad because my rounds yesterday were chanted in... No, yesterday was all right, but the day before yesterday I had chanted in the car, and it's very difficult for me to concentrate in the car.
Завчера ги мантрав во автомобил, а тоа е малку тешка ситуација да се човек сконцентрира.
So this morning I prayed, oh Krishna, please let me tell something to the devotees which inspires them, because the day before yesterday I was a japa criminal. I can't really I should work on my japa first before talking about this.
Да ми овозможи да кажам нешто што ќе ги инспирира бактите, бидејќи за вчера самиот бе джаба криминалец.
So then I opened the book and I found this beautiful passage which I read to you.
Тоа беше отворив оваа книга и го најдов овој многу интересен дел кој ми го прочитав.
It was a passage about developing taste in chanting japa.
Понекој се говореше за развивање на вкус во
And it described Rupa Goswami's own prayer to have more tongues and extra ears to hear. And as I was reading this, I felt this. Krishna gave me this particular passage. I have often found when trying to get answers from Krishna, when you open his spoken words like the Gita or Prabhupada's books, because Prabhupada is always, he's making sure that what he presents is very practical, then you get a lot of answers.
Кога често пати го имам тоа искуство, кога се обидувам да дознам нешто од Кришна, добивам некој одговор, и кога ги читам неговите објавени зборови или текстовите на Прабхупад кои кој Прабхупад настанува да изнесе многу практични нешта, често добивам одговори.
This is only one example how the correct attitude can help you to make more out of a practice, in this case reading.
Ова е само еден пример како правилниот став може да ви помогне да добиете многу повеќе од една одредена активност во дадениот случај читање.
What should be the attitude, the correct attitude when chanting?
А кој е правилниот став при мантрање?
Any idea?
Дали имате идеја?
Sita Tagorani. Admiram, what do you think?
Trying to make it for Krishna's pleasure.
Да се обидуваме тоа да го сторивме за задоволство на Кришна.
Like a devotional service to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that all devotional, all nine processes of devotional service says are present in the chanting.
Бхактивинода Такур вели дека сите девет процеси на предано служење се содржани во мантрање.
Hearing,
слушање,
kirtan, remembering, the mind should not stop, but it should be fully alert.
Умот треба да биде потполно буден.
Prayer,
молитва,
what else is there? Worship. Radhanath Maharaj told me when he chants, he considers himself like a pujari of the holy name. And giving flowers of attention to the holy name. It's a nice concept, isn't it? The holy name is Krishna standing before you, Radha and Krishna, Hari and Krishna. And you just worship them. It's very personal. And also making friendship. And surrendering everything to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I'm here for you. Then the thing gets life, the chanting gets life, not the thing. Yes, so service attitude. What other attitude we should buy? I would like to hear from those who get first initiation tomorrow. Nada. Molitve, yes, praying. Vasco de Gama.
Attentively and praying.
Attentively praying. Natalia and Bojana also.
To feel like helpless and not depend, independent from the holy name.
To see Krishna happy with my chanting.
Да видиме дека Кришна ќе постане радосен поради тоа што јас го пеам неговото име.
It's very important that we get into this right attitude.
Многу е битно да
I sometimes think in the morning, you know, when we get, when our hand goes to the japa mala, we should maybe stop for just 30 seconds and really pray to go into the right attitude.
Mm-hmm. obispeda za mantranje, treba barem 31 sekundi da zastaneme i da se pomolime za da razvijeme istinski stav.
Because if you do it just automatically, then it may not have the same effect. Therefore, many devotees before chanting, they chant, for instance, the Shikshastakam prayers. It can be very powerful. Ayinandatanu yakinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja stita tulisa drisham vichintaya. Very beautiful prayers, and it will really help you to approach the chanting with the right attitude. Attitude is so important. It's so important. It's most important, we can say. So, but this we can't train in the Japa workshop. You have to work on your heart, really, in this one. I want to finish now by giving you three meditations which you could do before the chanting of the holy name. Don't worry, it is very short. The first is meditate upon the spiritual characteristics of the holy name. You can chant, for instance, the shloka Nama Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vikrahai. The name Nama Chintamani is like a wish fulfilling stone. I can get every single spiritual need which I have fulfilled just by chanting. Why? Zošto, yes. In Serbian we say zaista. I learned this new word today. Because Krishna and his name is not different. The second step is meditate about the meaning of the holy name. Yes, let us not be dull-minded. Yes. And the third is pray with a genuine concern of helplessness to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Vaideha. This sounds good, isn't it? I think you understand the logic. First, the holy name, this is wonderful. You are wonderful. Then, what is the meaning of chanting? My dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. And then pray with some from the heart to Krishna. All these things will make your chanting very lively. I sincerely wish that some of you have taken some inspiration. And I really wish you that in your own practice of chanting, you will be able to go deeper.
И навистина ви посакувам во своето лично мантрање да молите да навлезете во лабоко.
In Serbia and Macedonia, only the Madhusis take notes. The men are not so interested in taking notes.
In Serbia and Macedonia, samo Madhusis zabeleški pagija. Maškite ne sebe što bi interesirani za
to. No matter if you take notes or not, please remember some of these techniques.
Bez obzira na to da li zabeležujem se ili ne, prisjetite se pa nekoga što nekoga dovijete.
In your daily practice. Please show also Lord Krishna that you are not indifferent to him. Yeah. Prabhupada once said, our main problem is whether we accept Krishna or not. Some of you, us have not yet accepted Krishna, but we have accepted the frizura. It goes a little deeper. So, okay, so Hare Krishna, if I'm sometimes speaking a little bit too direct, please forgive me, but I just feel it is necessary to wake us up.
Ако понекогаш малку предиректно се изразам, ќе вам простете, но чувствувам дека е тоа неопходно за да би се разбудил.
I will now stop.
Сега тука ќе застанам.
And become a humble Vaishnava.
И ќе постанам слуга на
Vaishnava. I certainly wish you all the best.
Сигурно ќе се најдобро.
And I'm looking a little bit on the time.
И ќе погледнам на часовникот.
Tomorrow is Wednesday, and on Thursday morning I will leave for the for Serbia. And so tomorrow we have our last our last get together. We have an initiation ceremony and then the Nam Yagya in the evening. The Nam Yagya will be held at a place, can we announce it? Who knows where it is?
Nam Yagya will be held at a place, can we announce it? Who knows where it
is? Which time?
At 6 hours.
6 p.m. Yeah. I would request all of you to bring a little present for the deities. I suggest just one little fruit. If it is possible. Or a flower. Both is difficult in the winter season. What else can we bring? Try to bring something. Best is something eatable. Fruit or a sweet or And I would really request those who organize the event to be there well ahead of time. And on Thursday, we have one idea. We thought Sachi Devi will give a program for the Matajis of Macedonia. Only if you are a woman you could attend this type of program. It will be from 4 to 6 o'clock in the evening, huh?
Yeah.
And if you are interested to come, please talk to Sachi Devi. She will be here and tell her that you wish to come so that she can see if there is enough interest to conduct the program.
i kažete i izrazite na svojata želba, tako da ta može da vidi da li je, ima dovoljno interesa da se održi ovo što to je problem.
Okay, so I feel it is a little late now, 9:25, and we want to start tomorrow already at 10 o'clock. And I have brought some it's not I really have not made it. It's from a very nice devotee in Sarajevo. They look extremely artful. The forms are really not from this world. Srila Prabhupada ki Sisi Goni Tai ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Krishna.
Yeah.